The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Thursday, January 26th. What to know about America's new and strong commitment to Ukraine, what President Biden just promised. And a new report from the Secret Service outlines what the U.S. needs to do to prevent the next mass shooting. Plus, why there's a new government warning about a popular spring break destination. President Trump is allowed back on Facebook and Instagram. And the real-life Anna from Inventing Anna is getting a reality show. Those stories and more coming up. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. It's considered a major escalation of the Ukraine war effort and a pretty big turnaround from the West. The U.S. and Germany outlined plans to send dozens of modern battle tanks to Ukraine as it fights off Russia's invasion. The tanks being sent are considered the two best models in the world. But before now, there was some reluctance to send them, since sending them could make Russia want to escalate the war even more. But now it seems that's not as much of a concern, since NATO countries have been offering up a range of new weapons. As expected, Russia reacted furiously to the news, saying the new tanks will only make it less likely this war will end with talks instead of violence. Also, Russia's ambassador to the U.S. said the tanks will just be destroyed like other NATO military equipment. On the other side, Ukraine's president celebrated the news, calling it an important step on the path to victory. It's not clear exactly when the new equipment will reach Ukraine, but officials tell news outlets it will likely be months, if not longer. A new report is calling on communities to do more to prevent mass shootings before they happen, in part by paying more attention to people around us. The U.S. Secret Service analyzed 173 attacks that happened over 5 years at public or semi-public places, like businesses, schools, and churches. It found that even though there's no exact demographic profile of a violent person, that there are some clear similarities among those who attack, so they're worth noting. For example, nearly two-thirds of attackers communicated or acted in a way that concerned people before they acted, like they had made threats or references to an impending attack. Also, most of them were motivated by some kind of grievance. Nearly all experienced some kind of personal challenge in the year before they attacked, like a health problem, relationship issue, disciplinary action at work, or something else. And that's just a couple examples of a long list. Now the Secret Service says people need to be encouraged to report behaviors that seem off, and that there needs to be better community resources to address mental health needs, social isolation, substance abuse, and more. The head of the Secret Service's National Threat Assessment Center said it's most important for high-level leaders to buy into this, like politicians and business owners. But she made it clear it's not just one person's responsibility. School administrators in Virginia are losing their jobs as new information comes out about a shooting that happened weeks ago. Authorities say a six-year-old boy shot his first-grade teacher, and now that teacher's lawyer says administrators were warned three times on the day of the shooting that the boy had a gun, but they didn't do anything about it. So the school board voted last night to fire the superintendent, and the school's assistant principal stepped down. Still, the teacher is reportedly planning to sue. Just after the shooting, she managed to safely escort about 20 other students out of the classroom. She then spent nearly 2 weeks in the hospital getting treated for gunshot wounds and is now recovering at home. The boy who shot her is also under hospital care. Police are still investigating, but so far, no one has been charged with a crime. In the latest controversial move this week, new House Speaker Kevin McCarthy kicked two Democrats off the House Intelligence Committee. One is Congressman Adam Schiff, who was chair of that committee last year. McCarthy says he used that position for political purposes, so he had to go. The other is Congressman Eric Swalwell, who McCarthy says was targeted by a suspected Chinese spy nearly a decade ago. They've both denied any wrongdoing and say McCarthy is just out for political vengeance. Many Democrats and even a couple of Republicans agree. In the past, McCarthy did promise revenge, since Democrats and a handful of Republicans voted to remove Representatives Marjorie Taylor Greene and Paul Gosar from their committees back in 2021. But McCarthy says this has nothing to do with that and everything to do with national security. As for Marjorie Taylor Greene and Gosar, they're back on committees now. As a reminder, in these types of committees, lawmakers typically have a big say in crafting legislation and in deciding which bills actually make it through to the rest of Congress for the chance to become law. Former President Trump is going to be allowed back on Facebook and Instagram. Parent company Meta says it's going to restore Trump's accounts in the coming weeks, more than 2 years after he was suspended in the wake of the Capitol riot. One of Meta's executives wrote about the company's decision, saying, quote, "The public should be able to hear what their politicians are saying, the good, the bad, and the ugly." But he also added that if there becomes a clear risk to real-world harm, Meta will intervene. This could make a big difference for former President Trump. Even though he now has his own social media outlet, Truth Social, his Facebook following is much larger. Plus, Facebook has been a crucial source of fundraising revenue for past Trump campaigns. In response, Trump criticized Facebook for kicking him off in the first place, but he hasn't said yet if he plans to be on Facebook or Instagram once he gets access back. He was only recently reinstated on Twitter, but so far has not tweeted since. All right, we have much more news for you still coming up, but first, a quick break for our sponsor, Green Chef. Okay, if you are looking for delicious yet still convenient recipes and food for you and or your family in 2023, you are going to love Green Chef. Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well with dinners that work for you, not the other way around. And I can tell you, after getting my first box, the meals are so good. I recently made maple butternut squash risotto with kale and toasted pecans. Usually my husband and toddler aren't big fans of kale, but with this recipe, we all ate it, no problems. I also appreciate that Green Chef's recipe feature organic produce, premium proteins, and sustainably sourced ingredients. And yes, you probably have heard me talk about meal kits before if you've been listening for a while when I've used HelloFresh. Well, Green Chef is now owned by HelloFresh, and with a wider array of meal plans to choose from, there's something for everyone. I love switching between the brands, and now my listeners can enjoy both brands at a discount with me. Go to greenchef.com/newsworthy60 and use the code newsworthy60 to get 60% off plus free shipping. Again, simply go to greenchef.com/newsworthy60 and use code newsworthy60 to get 60% off plus free shipping. Heads up for anyone booking spring break vacation soon. There's a government warning about one popular tourist destination. The U.S. State Department issued a travel advisory for the part of Mexico that's home to Cancun, the Riviera Maya, and Tulum. The problem is taxi drivers have apparently started harassing and attacking drivers from the ride-hailing app Uber and Uber's passengers. And some Americans have gotten hurt. Earlier this week, taxi drivers even blocked one of the main roads leading to the Cancun Hotel District. So some tourists had to walk or catch rides in the beds of police pickup trucks just to get their flights out or check into their hotels. Still, the U.S. State Department says Uber and other similar apps generally offer another safe alternative to taxis. We often hear about customs agents looking for drugs at the U.S.-Mexico border, but these days they're often seeing a new type of contraband, eggs. Over just 11 weeks, agents say they had more than 2,000 encounters with people trying to bring eggs into the U.S. from Mexico. It comes as egg prices keep rising here in the U.S., driven in part by a bird flu outbreak and partly because of supply chain snags. This time last year, a dozen large grade A eggs would cost Americans on average $1.92. Now, it will cost you more like $4.25. And some grocery stores are even seeing shortages. Not in Mexico, though. There you can get eggs for even less money than you could here a year ago. But it is still illegal to take eggs across the border because of certain health risks. So people who are caught with eggs can face thousands of dollars in fines. One online news outlet decided to let artificial intelligence start writing its articles, and it did not go well. CNET ended up having to issue corrections on 41 of the 77 stories that were written by an AI tool and then published. Besides having errors, some language in the articles turned out to be plagiarized. CNET actually has been publishing articles using AI for months now. They were specifically designed to game Google searches with certain keywords so more people see their ads. Well, CNET ended up getting publicly called out, and with that, it decided to hit pause on using AI for writing stories. Still, CNET's editor-in-chief left the door open for bringing it back eventually. Pop star Justin Bieber no longer owns the rights to his big hits like Baby and Sorry. This week, he reached a massive catalog sale deal with a UK-based music investment company. Other top artists like Sting, Bruce Springsteen, and Bob Dylan have also sold rights to their catalogs in recent years, but at 28 years old, Bieber is the youngest superstar to do it. Billboard magazine reports the deal was worth about $200 million. Also from the entertainment world, the real-life Anna from the Netflix series Inventing Anna says she's getting her own reality show. She says it'll be an unscripted series that will be filmed while she's under house arrest. If you haven't watched the popular series yet, it tells the story of the young woman, Anna Delvey Sorkin, who conned her way into the New York social scene. Now she says the show will be called Delvey's Dinner Club, and she'll host a variety of celebrities to discuss things like her experience in the criminal justice system, her strategy to rebuild her image, and her plans for the future. That's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. But first, this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ever feel a little stuck, maybe overwhelmed, or just simply not your best self? I know I have, and I've realized working with a therapist can help. Yes, therapy can be very important for those who have experienced trauma, but I also think therapy can be helpful even if you haven't. The first time I ever went to therapy, I realized a whole lot of things that had never clicked before. And I'm so glad I took that leap because I think it made me a better business owner, a better parent, wife, friend, daughter, and just overall person. If you're thinking of giving therapy a try, but maybe you're worried about time or money, BetterHelp is convenient, flexible, affordable, and it's entirely online. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. If you want to live a more empowered life, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/newsworthy today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Thing to Know Thursday. And today we are explaining the so-called doomsday clock that was just updated this week. It's meant to symbolize how close we are to a global catastrophe, as grim as that sounds. Various scientists and experts, including Nobel laureates, are responsible for updating it. Basically, the clock's hands are moved closer to midnight to suggest humanity is closer to annihilation, and farther when the risk appears to fade. Since the doomsday clock first surfaced in the 1940s, the hands have been moved back and forth 24 times. It started off at 7 minutes to midnight because, well, the woman who came up with the clock design said simply, it looked good to my eye. The farthest it's ever been from midnight was 17 minutes at the end of the Cold War. Now it's closer to midnight than it's ever been, just 90 seconds away. It was moved in large part because of Russia's invasion of Ukraine, but also because of climate change, pandemics, disruptive technologies, and more. Still, critics have called the doomsday clock silly and say there's no real precision to it. Either way, the scientists behind the clock say there are ways to reduce the risks to the planet. They point to things like the pandemic, showing health practitioners and policymakers working together in times of crisis. And mostly, the scientists say they're encouraged by activism of the world's youngest generations. All right, thank you so much for listening today. We would love to connect with you even more, so here are a few ways to do that. Sign up for our weekly email newsletter. It comes out every Friday and offers some extra news stories from the week, more good news, listener features, and more. Just go to thenewsworthy.com/email to sign up. Also, join the conversation with us over on Instagram by searching Newsworthy Pod and hitting that follow button. And or support the show as a Newsworthy Insider and get ad-free episodes. And thanks to all of our current insiders already. Go to thenewsworthy.com/insider to learn more. All right, we'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.